Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in the Hand of God series is Judgment Part 3, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Acts chapter 13 and verse 11. And now, indeed, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you shall be blind, not seeing the sun for a time. For a few days now, we have been speaking about the hand of the Lord being an agency for judgment. I know a lot of believers either downplay this side of God or do not believe that this side exists. But these scriptures are from the Bible and I invite you to read them and see for yourself. Today's scripture is from the New Testament. Jesus had died and resurrected and the new covenant had come into place. And look what Paul said by the leading of the Holy Spirit. The Bible actually says it was the Holy Spirit that moved Paul to speak. You may look at that in verse 9. Anyway, Paul, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, declared judgment on a man called Bar-Jesus, saying, "The hand of the Lord is upon you and you shall be blind." The man became blind instantly. How? By the hand of God. What provoked Paul to use this dimension of the hand of God? This man was preventing people diabolically from accepting or hearing the gospel. He was hindering God's work, and Paul called judgment on him by the hand of God. The interesting thing about this dimension of God is that whether we choose to believe it or not, this dimension is still at work today. I know the story of a man of God who was sent by God to bring the gospel to a certain city. He was withstood by occultic men who were in positions of authority in that state. There were three of these guys and they continued to harass and threaten this man of God. They went on for very long until the man of God cried to God. These men were not letting him do the work God had called him to do. Within a space of 1 year, all three men were visited by the hand of God. One was removed from his position of authority. One died suddenly and tragically. And then the other ran to God for mercy after a series of experiences. It was he who told the world about their occultic involvement. The hand of the Lord can bring judgment on a place or a person. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hand of God. God is a God of mercy, but he has a judgment dimension. And as Christians, we should know it and never constitute ourselves as enemies of the gospel in any way. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word. Thank you that your hand is but a hand of mercy and of judgment. We give you praise, Almighty God. Continue to take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.